first reading is a reading from the book of Timothy. Beloved, teach and urge these things. Whoever teaches something different and does not agree with the sound words of the Lord Jesus Christ and the religious teaching is conceited, understanding nothing, and has a morbid disposition for arguments and verbal disputes. From these come envy, rivalry, insults, evil suspicions, and mutual friction among people with corrupted minds, who are deprived of the truth, supposing religion to be a means of gain. Indeed, religion with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, just as we shall not be able to take anything out of it. If we have food and clothing, we shall be content with that. Those who want to be rich are falling into temptation and into a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires, which plunge them into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all evils, and some people in their desire for it have strayed from the faith and have pierced themselves with many pains. But you, man of God, avoid all this. Instead, pursue righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. Compete well for the faith. Lay hold of eternal life to which you were called when you were made the noble confession in the presence of many witnesses. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Blessed the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Blessed the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Why should I fear in evil days when the wicked and snares ring round me? They trust in their wealth, the abundance of their riches is their boast. Blessed the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Yet in no way can a man redeem himself or pay his own ransom to God. Too high the price to redeem one's life. He would never have enough to remain alive always and not see destruction. Blessed the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Fear not when a man grows rich and the wealth of his house becomes great, for when he dies he shall not take any of it. His wealth shall not follow him down. Blessed the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Though in his lifetime he counted himself blessed, they will praise you for doing well for yourself. He shall join the circle of his forebears who shall never more see light. Blessed are the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus journeyed from one town and village to another, preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. Accompanying him were the 12 and some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, Joanna, the wife of Herod's sister Chuza, Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their resources. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, good morning. I'm sorry I am in the Pittsburgh airport. If you heard all that noise, they're moving chairs and everything else here. I'm getting ready to go to Connecticut to preach a men's conference up in Hartford tomorrow. So please pray for me and the men I will be speaking to. God willing, get back tomorrow night to Erie. I'll be there for Mass on Sunday. Anyway, let's focus on the readings. The first reading, he's talking about how we got to live for God. And not argue and not think we're conceited. Well, not think it, not be conceited. And stop fighting over religion. You know, it's just stupid. And then he talks about the love of money. And the love of money is the root of all evil. Now we always sit there and say, well, I don't really love money. But it says here, those who want to be rich are falling into temptation and a trap. So you got to sit there and think, do I want to be rich? When the Word of God says explicitly, I will fall into temptation and a trap. What we do need to know is that whenever we are blessed with money, we need to share it. That's what they did in the Gospel. So they shared out of their resources and took care of Jesus and his ministry. We need to be the same type of people. God blesses us with money so we can be a blessing to others. It's not just about us being rich. That is a temptation and a trap. It's about having money to be able to take care of other people. So are we generous? That's the question. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.